morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, county fairs are pretty much over. There's two left to go. And I also read an article about a young volunteer, and it got me to thinking about volunteers, the importance of volunteering, and, you know, who it is that volunteers. And I hope you'll be proud to know that the National and Community Service Corporation does a lot of, you know, investigating about volunteering. And in the list of the top states, Iowa is second. First is Utah, then Iowa, followed by Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Isn't it interesting that all except the first one are Midwestern states? I think that says, I still think that says something about people who live in the middle of the United States, who live in the Midwestern states, who find time with all the other things they're doing to still do a lot of volunteering. But what ages volunteer, you know, what do they do and so on, we'll talk about that in a minute. But how far back does volunteering go? Probably neighbor helping neighbor has gone on since the beginning. But in terms of organized volunteering, before the 19th century, before the 1800s, there were few formal charitable organizations to kind of organize getting help to people who needed it. So during the 19th century, America and people said, oh, there are people who are disadvantaged, and they realized the cause for the movement against slavery, and, you know, younger people started helping the needy in their communities. In 1851, the middle of the 19th century, the first YMCA in the United States was started, followed 7 years later by the first YWCA. And, of course, during the Civil War, women volunteered their time to sew supplies for the soldiers. And during that time, Salvation Army became the oldest and largest organization working for disadvantaged people. And though it is a charity organization, it has organized numbers of volunteering programs since it began. So moving a little closer to our time in the 20th and 21st centuries is when the volunteer organizations were founded, including Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions. You know, there probably were others, but those are three big international groups. The Great Depression saw one of the first large-scale nationwide efforts to coordinate volunteering for a specific need. And then moving into World War II, thousands of volunteer offices supervised volunteers who helped with the many needs of the military at across the, you know, around the world, but also at home. You know, you hear stories about the stops on the trains, the one in Omaha where the train stopped and the volunteers were there serving coffee and donuts and so on as the soldiers moved through. But volunteers also collected supplies, entertained soldiers, and helped care for the injured. So after World War II, the passion of people to help others shifted focus to other areas, including helping the poor and volunteering overseas. This was when the Peace Corps was developed. That was 1960. And then Lyndon B. Johnson in 1964 declared a war on poverty. So volunteer opportunities continued to expand through the decades, and the process for finding volunteer work became more formalized with more volunteer centers forming and new ways to find work appearing where the needs are. So you can think about folks you know that volunteer, and I'm sure many of you listening are among those who volunteer in a number of ways. And again, you may just do that neighbor to neighbor, not through a formal organization. Or you may do it through the numerous volunteer organizations that are available for you. Why would you want to do that? Well, you know, each person has to answer that themselves. But one of the benefits of volunteering is health. You know, it's basically been shown that people who volunteer are healthier, have better lives. So that's a really plus for us, even if you don't think about that as you volunteer, that's a side benefit that, hey, you just say, oh, hey, that's great. That's just a little plus I hadn't thought about. Well, who is it that volunteers? We know that some are very young. You've heard stories about, you know, 5-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds who've gotten campaigns going. You see those little kids, some younger than 5, out there at the lemonade stands who are volunteering to collect funds for some purpose. So volunteering can start at a very early age. The statistics that I have are those starting at 16 and then following through to 75 and older. And it has varied with the age of, or when you were born, I guess I should say. You know, this is a little aside, you know, the baby boomers or people born between 1946 at the end of World War II and 1964, and the Generation X are those born 65 to 81, and then they call us the silent generation that were born between 1931 and 1945. So Generation X is the group that has really increased the amount of volunteering that they're doing. Generation X members, again, those were born 65 to 81, have more than doubled their volunteer rate between 1989 and the last time the statistics were given, which actually was 2010. 12.3% of Generation X members who were between 16, and that was, again, where the survey starts, and 24 volunteered with an organization. And by the end of this survey, Generation X had risen to 29.2. That from 12.3 to 29.2, so had more than doubled. Some other things that relate to what's called the volunteer life cycle is the volunteer rate tends to be in higher in teen years than early adulthood. So start high and then go down, but it's going to increase. In the mid to late 20s, volunteering rates begin to pick up, growing until they reach a peak around the time of middle age. After middle age, volunteering rates begin to drop as age increases. Not terrifically rapidly, but they do. And the drop-off in volunteering from the middle age has diminished. You know, as people are getting older and getting healthier, that drop-off rate has diminished a great deal. It would appear as though more adults are serving later in life than in previous years. Yeah, not a surprise. As the large baby boomer generation ages, the number of older adults will dramatically increase. We keep hearing that. It is increasing, and so there's going to be more people available for volunteering. And it is interesting that older age group, there may not be as many numbers of people, but they give more hours. So that will keep that rate from dropping rapidly. There may also be an opportunity to further flatten out the decline in the later years by promoting the health benefits, as I mentioned. Volunteering is related to greater longevity and increased emotional and physical health among older adults. So volunteering has great value. You know, we keep hearing, and it's happening, all the budgets of many groups being cut, and so they depend on volunteers. In 2010, volunteers served 8.1 billion hours at an estimated value of 173 billion hours. So volunteering has increasingly been given, and volunteering is increasingly important. So with children and adults, you know, if you're recruiting for volunteers, remember to tap into the person's talents and interests. Be sure you tell them what it is you want them to do. And, you know, choose something that they will feel like they're really contributing. So just keep on volunteering. It's really important to keep our world going. And until next time, as I say, just keep on volunteering.